Wells Laboratories, makers of Alka-Seltzer, bring you another visit with Fibber, McGee, and Molly. Again, we invite you to listen to the transcribed adventures of Fibber, McGee, and Molly. The show is written by Bill Leslie and Len Levinson and directed by Max Hutto. Our story will be underway in just a minute.
Hello, this is Eleanor Engel. You know, everyone loves a good party, at least until the next morning. That's when you're liable to regret those late hours and late refreshments. So here's a good idea to help make your morning much more pleasant. When you come home from a party, troubled with indigestion or a headache, drink a glass of Alka-Seltzer before you go to bed. Sparkling, refreshing Alka-Seltzer can soothe and settle an upset stomach and relieve the pain of a headache. Yes, it's really wonderful the way Alka-Seltzer helps you feel better. And of course, once your stomach is settled and your headache relieved, you'll sleep much better that night and you'll feel much better next morning. So buy a package or two of Alka-Seltzer at your drugstore soon, won't you? Then, when late hours and late refreshments bring on headache or indigestion, get prompt relief with Speedy Alka-Seltzer.
Mr. McGee is a great reader of newspaper ads. And that's why he's down at Schuster's Shoe Store right now for their big Lucky 7, it said in the paper, shoe sale.
Now, here's a style shoe, mister, that will fit you like your skin.
I'd rather have one that fit me like a shoe, bud. I already got plenty of skin. Hey, Molly?
Yeah, you have, dearie. A little loose in places, but healthy.
Mitch, in fact, bud, my doctor says I got the strongest skin in town.
He says the thickest skin in town.
Oh, thank you. So what else you got there in my size, bud?
Well, now, how about these modified brogans with the pebble grain finish? They're ox blood?
No ox blood. That's too gruesome.
I think I'll leave you two chumps to finish your fitting while I wander over in the women's section.
Okay, Tootsie. If you see anything you like over there, control yourself. there goes a good kid.
Charming lady, sir. Charming. Now, how about this handsome pair of gunmetal kids? They are...
Not for me, no. I had all the gunmetal I wanted in the First World War. The big war.
Well, let me see. No gunmetal, no pebble grain. Say, I think I've got a pair that you'll be very happy with. This is a kind of a special number for our Lucky 7 sale. Just a certain number of these shoes. Here we are.
Let's see them.
You just slip your tootsie into these. Oh, you'll like this pair, I know. There. Handsome piece of leather, huh?
That's not bad. What is it?
Elk.
No kidding, so am I. That's an interesting coincidence, huh?
Interesting for you, but not so good for the other elk.
Now they look pretty good. Let me stand up and see how they feel.
Take my advice, mister. Grab these shoes. They're a buy.
You really think so, huh?
I know so. How do they feel? Good, eh?
Yeah, they seem to be... I don't know. What width are they?
That's a C, just right.
Well, C is usually my width, bud, but you got a D in the same thing?
No, and if I had, I wouldn't let you wear them out of the store.
Huh?
These shoes will work in. Take my word for it, they'll work in just fine. And when they do, just remember it was me that sold them to you. Don't forget.
Sure. I won't. Well, I guess they're okay. How much? $7.
Right.
Yeah, that's why they call it the Lucky 7 sale, isn't it?
Yes, and not only that, but every seventh pair gives the customer a pleasant little surprise. I guarantee you'll be happy with
them. Oh, are those the shoes you decided on, dearie?
Yeah.
Hey, those are very nice shoes. Nice style.
Very reasonable too, madam. Shall I wrap them up or send them?
I'll just carry them home with me. Put them in a bag, bud. Well, you ready to go, kiddo?
Yes, and it's such a beautiful day. What do you say we walk home?
Good deal. Doggone it. I can't figure what the heck is wrong with my feet.
New shoes? What else?
I am painfully aware of the fact that I have on new shoes, Mrs. McGee. What I can't figure out is, in the store, they felt just a trifle narrow, but now they feel wide enough but too short.
Where are they short? In the heel or the toe?
Toe. My toes feel like I'm going to need a crowbar to get them uncurled.
Well, breaking in new shoes is always a terrible...
Hi! Hello there, kids! Hi, daughter! Hi, Johnny!
Hello, Mr. Oldtimer.
What you doing down here, Johnny? Oh, limping, huh?
Yeah.
New shoes, Mr. Oldtimer. We were just down at Schuster's Shoe Store shoe sale, and Schuster's shoes are killing him.
Well, they'll work in. The guy said so. All they need is a little... breaking in.
Well, now, son, you come to the right man. We got about the same size dogs. I'll break in your shoes for you. That's one of the little services I give to my friends and customers. Very reasonable, too.
No, I don't know. Maybe I ought to...
Don't worry. I'll be careful with them. I guarantee not to let no trains run over them while I got them on. I won't drag my feet while riding my motorcycle. And if I have to kick Toops' dog with them, I won't kick the end where the teeth are. What you say?
How much?
My standard price, son, is $1.50.
Very reasonable, McGee.
It's a deal. Help me get them off. Luckily, I'm carrying my old shoes with me so I can change right now and... Well, for the love of stupidity. I could have changed to my old shoes 6 blocks back if I'd had sense enough to think of it. Ah, boy, do these new shoes feel good off.
In a moment, we'll return to Fibber McGee and Molly.
Mother, I know you want to give your children every possible advantage. I've never met a good mother who didn't. So you probably know your children must have enough vitamins to maintain normal growth and development, to keep alert and energetic as they should be. Now, your meals, no matter how well planned, may not always contain enough vitamins, because vitamins have a way of getting lost in cooking and processing of food. That's why so many mothers buy one-a-day brand multiple vitamin tablets to fortify their meals. You see, one-a-day brand multiple vitamins supply all the vitamins children and adults normally need to take. The youngsters like taking them, too, because one-a-day brand multiple vitamins are small and smooth-coated, so they're easy to swallow. And they leave no aftertaste. And there's no strain on the family budget either. You can buy this protection for less than 3 cents a tablet. So protect your family from vitamin shortage. Fortify your meals with one-a-day brand multiple vitamin tablets. Sold at drugstores everywhere.
The old-timer's hobbling around town breaking my new shoes in, Docky, while I've been just sitting here with my feet up all afternoon.
Well, for you, that's a very familiar pose, my boy. Where'd you say you bought the shoes, Bonton?
No, Schuster's Shoe Store, Doctor.
Yeah, they got what they call their Lucky Seven shoe sale going on down there today.
Lucky Seven?
Yeah, I think that what it means is I'm lucky if seven of my toes aren't busted.
Oh, that isn't what it means at all, McGee. Didn't the clerk say something about the customer gets a pleasant surprise out of every seventh pair?
Well, I don't know what the heck he was talking about. I only hope those shoes feel better after the old-timer gets the stiffness beat out of them. That's all I hope.
Well, properly fitting shoes are mighty important. The wrong size can cause all kinds of trouble. Headaches, backaches, all sorts of strange ailments.
Oh, sure.
In fact, I had a patient a few weeks ago who sprouted big lumps all over his scalp. The trouble was very simple. The wrong size shoes.
Lumps on his head from wearing the wrong size shoes? Oh, cut it out, fatso.
I didn't say he wore them. His wife found them in his car after a trip.
Uh-oh.
They were black satin pumps, size 5. And since his wife wears an 8.5, she took one in each hand and beat his head full of lumps.
Oh, Doctor.
Oh, you are a card, Doctor. Yeah. You get off, Huberman. I wish you could stay and amuse us all afternoon, but you're not very amusing.
Thank you, Sonny, and the same to you. I've got to run along now, Molly. I'll see you later.
Take care, Doctor.
Good luck with the shoes, Cornfoot.
Look at him waddle down that sidewalk, Molly. Boy, if I had the seat of his pants full of streetcar tokens, I could ride around the world three times without ever having to...
Wait, dearie, was that the...
Pressure, boy! I'll just leave him here on the street, daughter. I gotta hurry. I'm breaking in a pair of shoes for a fella.
Hey, wait a minute, old-timer. Hold it. Don't leave.
What's the matter, Johnny? Hi, daughter.
Hello, Mr. Old-timer.
Hey, those shoes you're breaking in, they're mine, remember? How are they coming? They ought to be broke in by now, so...
Johnny, they're just wonderful.
Good.
Most comfortable pair of kickers I've had on since Mama stopped crocheting my footgear for me. I love these shoes.
Good. Glad to hear they're all broke in. Take them off. Let's have them.
Take them off? Why, Johnny, what would I wear home? I got groceries to deliver, boy. Can't deliver them barefoot.
He has a point there, McGee.
Besides, these new shoes are broke in just right for me. They ain't quite broke in right for you, son. Sorry.
Doggone it, what are you trying to pull anyhow?
Look, McGee, the shoes never fit in the first place. If he's happy with them, why don't you make a deal and let him, you know?
Yeah, might as well, I guess.
Yeah.
I guess what I haven't hardly ever had anyhow, I won't miss hardly, I guess. Besides, my feet feel so good in these old shoes. I tell you what, old-timer, I'll sell you them shoes.
That's a deal.
Good. They cost me $7.
Yeah, but that was new, Johnny. These shoes are second-handed now, or second-footed, anyhow. Pretty wore down.
Well, you done it, doggone it.
Yeah, but you ordered me to.
I think he's got you, McGee.
Yeah. So, let's say we knock off a dollar for depreciation, okay?
Okay.
On each shoe, that's $2.
Oh, for the love of...
$2 from $7 leaves $5.
Right.
So give me the $5.
Oh, you're forgetting my fee for breaking them in, Johnny.
Oh, yeah, that's right. $1.50, he said.
For each shoe makes $3. Mm. $3 from $5 leaves $2 I owe you, and the shoes are mine, and here's the $2, Johnny, all yours.
$2. Well, if that ain't the...
Take it, McGee.
Take 'em, son. Here you are. Two nice, crisp, folded-up dollar bills. Them's lucky bucks, son.
Yeah, for who?
Me! I found them two folded-up $1 bills, and you know where?
Where?
Tucked in... Nice and neat, one in the toe of each of these shoes. Oh, I love these shoes, kid. So long.
Tucked in the toe of each shoe. Oh, so that's the lucky seven prize that salesman was being so sly about.
How about that?
And if I'd had sense enough to find them wadded up bills and take them out, the shoes would have fit right in the first place. Of all the... Oh, I've been robbed. That rat, that'll...
Your friends have more to say to you presently. Mother, how's the day going with you? There are days, I know, that may have you feeling tense and a little on edge. Well, when those days do happen along, I'd like to suggest you try Miles Nervine. I think you'll find it's just the thing to help you keep calm. Now, here's the wonderful thing about Miles Nervine. It relaxes you, yet it doesn't leave you feeling dull and logy. That means you'll be able to carry on your day's activities more calmly and efficiently. You can buy Miles Nervine at your drugstore. Why not get a package next time you're there? Follow the label, avoid excessive use. That's Miles Nervine to help you relax and be yourself.
Who was on the phone just now, kiddo? Did I hear the phone?
Yes, it was Mr. Wimple calling for you.
What do you want?
Well, it seems he bought a pair of shoes at Schuster's Shoe Store this afternoon, and he found two $1 bills in them. Said he knew you'd like a bargain like that, so he wanted to tell you about it.
Skip it.
My very words to Mr. Wimple.
See you later, everybody.
Yes. Goodbye, all.
Fibber, McGee, and Molly Transcribed is brought to you Mondays through Fridays at this time by Miles Laboratories, makers of Alka-Seltzer. The Old Timers, played by Bill Thompson, and Dr. Gamble by Arthur Q. Bryant. The shoe salesman was Art Jacobson. This is John Wald inviting you back tomorrow for another chuckle with Fibber, McGee, and Molly.